Yep. 8:07, we go to the KODY phone line. State Senator Mike Groney joining us. Good morning, Senator Groney. How are you this fine morning?
Good.
Now, of course, there were some rumblings about possibly not having the legislature reconvene in Lincoln today. What's the latest from Speaker Scheer?
The Select Board Chair Mike Hilger, Senator Hilger, and the Speaker have announced at 11 o'clock what they're going to do. An email yesterday, so we'll find out. We are a group of over 50 with everybody in the room, so... EDC. We all know all that, right? So anyway, I don't know until 11 o'clock this morning.
All right.
I've told the speaker I don't think we should. Leaders shouldn't run and hide into bed. When elected leaders run and hide, that only leaves the government bureaucrats in charge, and I don't think America crafted one method. But I'm not the speaker or the exec board chair, so I'll do whatever. They tell me, well, I did tell them their leadership stops at the Capitol doors. They can't tell me what to do after that. But anyway.
This is true, though.
But anyway, no, I'm waiting just like the rest of the state. I am in Lincoln because I came down yesterday. That looked like they were closing down all the rest areas along the interstate.
Really?
Wow.
Four of them along the way were closed. The one by Lincoln. Anyway, I don't know, maybe it was coincidence, but nowadays everything you see, you start thinking about, don't you? So, but otherwise, I don't know if closing it down wouldn't be a bad idea. I mean, nobody's going to be thinking or talking about anything else but a virus. But I'd just soon get it done and over with. We got, I believe, 41st day. We only have 19 days left.
Wow.
So, and a lot's got to get done. That's the problem. It's going to be late night, 10 o'clock every night, 9 to 9 probably, or 9 to 10. Most of the priority bills haven't had heard. The property tax thing isn't done yet. My teacher protection bill is all sitting back there yet. I've got the votes for it, but just he doesn't want to bring it back because of controversy with the, you know, and he made a commitment, property taxes and economic incentive program gets done before other major issues do. So, whatever, that's where we fit.
Very well.
America, I remember. So, and I don't know what to think of the virus thing, but closing it down, closing the country down might slow it down, but it's not going to stop it. And we all heard and read the same stuff on it. So, it's what I told some friends. I said if Franklin Roosevelt was alive today, he wouldn't say the only thing to fear is fear itself. He'd probably say the only thing to fear are those who fear. That's where we're at now.
Mm-hmm.
It's been snowballing, and the complacency of Americans is actually very scary to me. Things are happening so fast that as long as they got toilet paper, at least the toilet paper held out, not cause a major crisis. But whatever. The snow's melting back there, I'm sure.
Yep.
Yes, it is.
Hope it goes away. That's a bigger crisis to me right now. I'm on green grass really bad.
There is some. Yep, there is some starting to come on out.
Yeah. So what's the news? Well, news back there. I didn't get involved politically much on the school bond election, but I was glad to see it lost. And it's not the school's fault. And they did a very good job, the school board did, for what they perceive as a need, but it was a message by property tax, enough is enough.
Right.
Yeah, that's...
a message to the county commissioners, to the city council, to the NRDs, to the colleges, that don't just sit back and think that people didn't want improved some of the safety at schools. It was a property tax vote, pure and simple. We've had enough. Start getting more efficient, getting more effective with your tax dollars and quit chasing after big projects, big space, big potholes. And make sure the classrooms are safe and education is going on in the classroom and in the county, which they're starting to do a little more, fix the roads. But don't go after the big projects anymore. We can't afford it. Let people keep their money. They need it for their own potholes in their own driveway. So I think that's what I got out of that rejection of that school bond. It wasn't a vote on the management of the school. It was a vote on property taxes. So and they can protect their children, do what they have to without spending money too. It'll get done. Otherwise, locally or internet or statewide, I don't have much to say. I mean, it's really frustrating. I took off Thursday, the first day I ever did in 6 days in 6 years in the legislature. I drove all the way to Loveland, Colorado to watch my granddaughter play state basketball. Holyoke, which is on the border. And I got to watch one game, and then after that, they canceled the tournament, at least, since people in Nebraska, the kids got to find out.
Jeez.
They're a state champion in Colorado, they canceled the tournament. It goes to show how stupid things can be. They only allowed parents and grandparents into the game. They huddled us outside the stadium, cold parking lot, and a half hour before the game, they let us in. Sat us back behind, up high behind the basket and told us we had to stay together. And then after the game that was finishing up was over, they would usher out those fans and usher us over behind the team. And they did. And then they told us if anybody strayed, they'd be immediately removed from the building. Wasn't the most pleasant experience. I'm not a freedom lover, but... funny thing about it was the very next morning, hotel breakfast area, 20 by 20, the same fans, and at least seven schools, parents and fans of seven different towns are in this 20 by 20 area, sharing the same air, spitting on each other, cussing them. Activities Association of Colorado for canceling the tournament. The same fans that tried to keep us apart even the day before. So if that isn't an example of how quarantine won't work nationally, I don't know what else to tell you it don't. But the problem is it's our... acceptable elderly people and people who have recently gone through major medical issues where the immune system has been weakened, they're the ones at risk. But that could have been a lot simpler right away. Isolate those folks. Check it. It's been a lot easier job to get done. But anyway, I'm just a state senator in a little state of Nebraska. We'll see how this all plays out.
Very well.
What are you guys hearing?
Everything
stuff on the internet.
Everything back here is pretty well focused. Like you mentioned, the school levy override falling short, so a lot of local stuff with that. The mayoral race, the city council race, and then on the state level, people monitoring the coronavirus and the Health and Human Services, and then also, as you know, property tax relief being monitored back here too.
Mm-hmm. Everybody should, because that's it is a local issue. The state has a lot to do with funding our schools, but everything else is what's your local, who you vote for city council, who you vote for county commissioner is the deciding factor at the end of the day, what your property taxes are. That's the reality of it. School little different because of the state aid portion of it. Kind of dictates what the property tax levy is. It's in a nickel either way. So we'll see with those local elections. You know, I still say the city could change, turn things around in a couple of votes if they want to do it and sell that golf course. Re-examine how they fund the Golden Spike and take a hard look at the rec center, and they could lower your property taxes by a third in the wink of an eye. The resistance from a few, very strong few, apparently, because I think the majority of people would gladly take a look at those issues. But at the school level, we have a problem in North Platte with a shrinking enrollment and trying to downsize employment and size with administration at the same time that coordinate cost with a shrinking enrollment at the school. But everything's possible. I mean, if we can adapt to being shut down and running out of toilet paper, Americans, and still get up in the morning, we can change it. We can adapt to local government spending less money. Downsize a little bit.
I was discussing that very point with a friend of mine last night who lives in Omaha, and he was asking what the situation out here was with the toilet paper. And I said, we haven't gone totally crazy yet, but then again, we have almost an infinite supply of corn cobs if necessary.
yeah, we
have our backup plan.
There you go. but anyway, I'm just glad I live in rural Nebraska. We take care of each other. Most of us will look toward our neighbor to help before we go to government.
Yes.
You know, everybody says we got a low unemployment rate, and part of that is when people do lose their job, they don't run to government right away and sign up. They go out and find another job, or they take care of themselves. And there's a lot of things we do in rural Nebraska that we'll be just fine. Good start. Place to go is end up in a bench on Sunday in a church, because there's a group of people there that will help anybody if you sit with them.
So, well said.
This is going to play out. I mean, this pandemic or whatever they want to call it is just getting rolling in America. But, you know, the reality is it's not that infectious. I mean, if you look at China, 1.5 billion people and 80,000 to 100,000 cases over a month and a half. So it's not. And I think it's been a death under 50 yet. I've seen anybody at the age of 60 or under. So at least, like my wife said, at least the children are safe. That's the most important thing. Younger generation's got a life to live yet. But reality is, if you're over 70, your mortality rate goes up pretty fast. Eventually, it's zero. We've gotten out of place to hide yet that I know of. Except my guy.
That's true.
But now I'm starting to sound morbid. But no, it'll run its course. Best thing that can happen is 80-degree days and bright sunshine and grass growing. And viruses don't like warm weather. But the weather isn't cooperating today, at least.
No, it's kind of misty and feels colder than it is today, but we'll make it.
I call them duck hunting days when I used to duck hunt.
Yeah.
I feel okay and then about 4 hours later, that damp coldness hits your bones, and it stays with you the rest of the day. But anything else, I'll let you guys go. I'm going to run down to Capitol and at least get some paperwork done until they make the announcement.
Very well, sir.
I might be home.
All right.
Thank you, Senator Groney. Appreciate the time as always.
Yes, anytime. Talk to you later.